The views and opinions expressed on the following show are those of the host and not necessarily those of Bigler Broadcasting or the staff and management of FM Talk 106.5.
It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 106.5. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Good evening. Here in Radio Land, I am George Williams, your host, and this is the George Williams Show on a very important election day night, folks. This is it. This is it. Remember, you still have about an hour or 55 minutes to vote. Okay? And one thing you must realize is that if you're on the line, all right, they're not going to shut you off. Okay, when they close down at 7, those individuals who are online will have the opportunity to vote, okay? So it's not that if you're close to where the entrance or the door is. All right, folks, so remember that. Go out and continue to vote until 7 o'clock. Once you get on that line, they're not going to throw you off the line and tell you you can't vote. So go and get on the line and stand there. I don't care if you're the 100th person and back, okay? They're not going to tell you you can't vote. As long as you're on that line at 7 o'clock, in that line, you're going to vote. All right, folks, we have one of the individuals who's running for re-election. He's Nick Matranga. He is a election commissioner in Mobile County. Nick, how are you doing?
Good evening, George. Hey, it's a pleasure to be with you tonight. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I feel very optimistic for the big red sweep tonight.
Me also. Well, you know, there's a bunch of us Republicans are running at this time, and I'd like to let the folks out there know that, yes, it's important to get out there in the next 50 minutes. Myself, Kim Hastie, Randy Dewitt, Zach Moore, Phil Benson, Connie Hudson, and Jackie Ziegler runs our Republican candidates for various offices, so I appreciate if people haven't voted to get out there and do their civic duty. You know, it's our responsibility to do that. And I've been around the world a number of times like you have, and George, and very few nations have this privilege that we have to be able to vote and to get out there for our voice and our elected leaders like this. It's certainly a privilege and a responsibility that we have towards our fellow citizens.
That's correct, and especially the way these United States are going with these Democrats. I mean, they are crazy. They are actually crazy, yep. And I agree with you.
It's not the old Democratic Party that was we knew in the South way back when, and unfortunately, it has gone in such a radical direction that it is pitiful that it's done that. So, you know, I just want to encourage everybody to get out there and vote and then let your will known to that, you know. So a lot of people have fought for this right to vote, and we that want to protect that. So we got to get out and do it, and I encourage everyone to do that. I was at a number of polling places today,
okay.
And I tell you, the turnout was just phenomenal. It was packed. People just snaked around some of the buildings, and it was very impressive to see that many people out there voting, and all different cultures, classes of people, young, old. Different ethnicities, and you know what really impressed me, everybody was very well behaved. They
yes.
were all respecting each other's space with COVID,
right.
They're also respecting each other's opinions, it looked like, and everything, and I thought that was very good, and it kind of brings us all together as Americans. That made me very proud.
Right. Have you spoken to any of the other candidates that you mentioned, how they feel about today's voting?
No, actually, I haven't, because we're all in the five different directions. We've texted back and forth a couple of times, and we all kind of give it each other like thumbs up, like, yes, that's what I see. This is what I'm seeing out here. So we're all seeing probably the same dynamics within the turnout and the enthusiasms of at least the Republican Party of getting out there and voting.
Right. And you know, on my previous shows, we have advocated, I know I have advocated that Republicans should vote not just the Republicans, independents and the Democrats who are voting for Republican, vote straight tickets,
oh, by far.
Just one little dot,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And well, that's what they should do.
That covers it all. And I also want to bring up the fact that so many people, they do that. The straight party ballot is very effective. We want you to do that. You also those amendments on the back of the thing. And I know Sean kind of talked about that today on his show about how hard they are to read sometimes, and that's why it's important to do your work prior to getting there, because sometimes they can be difficult. And I agree with him that they should be a little more simplified, but that's going to be another battle later on down the road that we'll have to fight. And I feel with a Republican-dominated legislature and Senate within the House, we'll be able to accomplish those kind of things.
Right. And I agree with you. And Nick, I've been very enthusiastic regarding the rallies that President Trump has been having. The number of people, it's phenomenal. It's better than 4 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yes. It's been very impressive, especially late at night like that, to get people to show up. I think it was up in Michigan. Was it midnight or so by the time they got up there? That was very impressive.
Yes.
I sure wish I could draw something like that. But, once a month I get people coming to get their tags, and I get a large crowd in there, but they're not coming to see me.
And that's why we're stressing straight Republican tickets, because that takes care of all the Republican candidates, okay?
Well, that's something that was pointed out by Chairman Bourne this month, that now Mobile County has countywide, all seats are covered by Republicans countywide.
Right.
Something hadn't happened, and he said, since almost Reconstruction.
Right. And I tell you, I'm so enthusiastic about this election, and I truly believe that we are going to win big tonight.
I do, okay? Too. I really feel what I saw out there, I could just tell that I couldn't read people's minds, but, just the enthusiasm and looking at how people were out there talking. And people were talking individually, and like I said, they were all seemed to be respecting everybody's space and ties and what they were. But it was very impressive to see that. And so pretty much all the locations that they were at, that was certainly something that it was going to go down in the history books here for turnout. I'm sure John Merrill's going to have his hands on us.
Yeah, I feel that those are voters, okay?
Say again, sir.
Of those folks who come to those rallies are voters. They're
That's
not
true.
Spectators. They're voters.
Yep.
And it's a combination of folks, blacks, Jewish voters, Hispanic voters. It was phenomenal in Miami when he was in Miami and Opelika. All of those people, 30, 40,000 people.
I know that, and they all know somebody. Each person knows four or five people that they can talk to, and somebody went to say, "Oh, I can't go, but go for me." So they all represented a background of other people that probably did represent the people that couldn't go there. I know my family couldn't all make it when I saw Trump here.
Right. Okay. Anything else you want our listening audience to know?
Well, no, I appreciate the turnout and everything else. I'm looking forward to being reelected as your license commissioner. We got some great things coming to try to make it faster and easier for you.
Okay.
I know you don't think about the license, your tag, and your driver's license. It only comes around once in a while, and your life shouldn't focus around it. But we're going to try to make it as easy as we can and to get out there and push the knowledge for the people to be able to come in here and reduce the amount of time they have to worry about doing something like that. We're really looking forward to doing some more accomplishments here at the License Commission.
Yeah, and I can tell you, you've done that, because I've talked to quite a few people, folks who have gone and had their tags and everything renewed, and they are only giving you compliments,
Well, thank you. Well, I'm very proud of my people. They've worked hard. We have everybody in different state tag places have come down and looked at how we do things. So we're kind of the model for the rest of the state. People do come down here and look at how we're doing it.
Okay. All right. That's great. Nick Matranga, folks, he's running for re-election, the Mobile County License Commissioner. Well, and I must say this, Colonel Matranga, because he is a retired Marine Corps colonel. We're so proud of you, and you and I are very good friends. You know that. So
thank you, George. I certainly appreciate your help and for what you're doing and bringing the word out to the citizens of Mobile County.
Okay, I'll see you later on tonight for the victory party.
Looking forward to it. Semper Fi, brother.
Semper Fi. All right, Nick Matranga, folks. We have a caller on the line. Another caller. Caller, can we help you? Hello. Uh oh.
Hey, George, Jerry Carl, how are you doing?
Oh, Jerry. Well, stand by because we're getting ready to go into a break, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to have you on right immediately following the break.
All right. I'm good.
All right, folks. Jerry Call, who is going to be our next congressman from Congressional District 1, and he'll be talking to you as soon as we come back from the break. This is your point of view. I'm sorry. This is the George Williams Show. We'll be right back, folks.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the George Williams Show, folks. And we are here on this very important election night. We're waiting for the results. We still have approximately 40 minutes before the polls close in Alabama here, and you still have time to get out there and get online, because once you're online, folks, they can't prevent you from going in to vote, okay? But you must be on the line, and that's very important. So please get out. All right. We have on the phone with us now Jerry Call, who will, in my opinion, be our next congressman for Congressional District 1. All right.
Hey, George.
How are you doing, sir? Great. I'm very optimistic and enthusiastic.
Well, we are excited. We've spent the day going from poll to poll. And I'm telling you, I watched Americans turn out to vote. I don't care if you're a Republican, a Democrat, or independent. They were out and they voted today, and that made my heart feel so good just to see so much enthusiasm in a race. So we're excited. Obviously, some of the polls that we were at were very heavy Republican polls.
Uh-huh.
And where we would normally see 400 or 500 votes, by 10 o'clock they were at 500. So,
whoa.
I think the Republican turnout in District 1 is going to be huge, and we're excited to see what the outcome is going to be.
Great. It seems like that way really all over the U.S. because you see all – I talk to people from New Jersey. I grew up in New Jersey, Florida, South Florida, and they're talking about the turnouts. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And again, it's just – it does my heart so much good to see so many people – you know, vote and get their feelings put in a ballot and express themselves, and that's what this country's about. You know, and the winner wins, and you know, we can look back, and I don't know what the percentage count's going to be on this race, but I think we're going to set several records. I know in District 1, I got a strange feeling we're going to blow it out here as far as the turnout. So we're excited to see where it actually winds up.
Yeah, and they're very heavy over in Washington County, Escambia County, and also
everywhere.
Baldwin County.
They're everywhere.
They're all over the place.
You know, when people are standing in line for two and a half hours, and I've had zero people complain about it. Zero people complain to me about it.
Right.
On Facebook or phone calls, and you know, I'm president of the county commission, so I'm over some of the I'm limited, but I'm over some of the voting stuff. So, you know, we have to help and we have to okay for staff to be added. But we've had very, very little problems in the field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't have a vote this size or an election this size and not have some problems. But we've had just so little. So, I don't know, it's just exciting. And that does my heart good, especially as an elected official, knowing that, you know, a very large percentage of the voter base is going to actually get out and vote.
That's true. And, you know, we're advocating for Republican voters, even Democrats who are coming over, and quite a few are going to be voting Republicans this time, and independents. We're advocating that they vote straight Republican tickets so we can get all our folks elected.
Well, I've had several of my Democrat friends today let me know that they had voted a split ticket, which again, it's exciting to me. I mean, I feel like that's the first hurdle.
Right.
And I would love for people to view me as a, you know, someone that will serve, you know, the entire group of voters. You know, you may not agree with, it's impossible to agree 100% with anyone. I mean, I disagree with my wife when I left the house this morning. That doesn't mean she's going to kick me to the curb, I hope.
Right, right.
Anyway, we are excited. I'm excited about what I'm seeing. I'm excited about the people. We'll see. You know, we've got a long night ahead of us.
Right.
Our race should be called pretty early compared to most everything else.
Mm-hmm.
The president's race, obviously, is probably going to go into a couple of days, if not longer.
Okay.
The Senate situation, we anticipate positive news from that one.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the House races are scattered about everywhere, so we'll just have to see how that turns out. Hopefully, we'll have an answer on those by tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm like you. I feel that the only race that's going to take a while will be the presidential race.
Yeah.
Okay. Other than
now, Alabama does a good job of generating their votes. We may be quote unquote behind in a lot of things, but we do vote count pretty darn quick.
Right. Right.
So we'll push on with it.
Right. And our Secretary of State John Merrill has done a fantastic
job. Yeah, John's one of a kind.
Oh. Fantastic job.
John's a go-getter.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, Jerry, anything else you want our audience to know?
That's it. I appreciate everybody's patience today. I appreciate, all the folks that voted for me. Thank you. And I certainly appreciate, it's been a long campaign, a year and a half, and thank you for your support. And, George, thank you for yours.
Yeah.
I feel like we're crossing the River Jordan tonight because it's been almost 2 years in this time.
That is true. Are you thinking about what you're going to do when you get into Washington? And once you take that oath,
some of my priorities is going to be the Mobile Bay, Mobile River Bridge.
Okay,
I definitely want to see if we can organize elected officials and come together on a downsized bridge.
Right.
And then work with the state and of course work with the feds also, see if we can get that thing built.
Right.
We need it.
Okay. That's very important. But what really struck me about you, Jerry, or Commissioner, was when you were on the show here previously and you talked about what this Congressional District 1, the needs are. And what you were going to do, and your opponent when he was on this station never talked about that. Okay,
yeah.
Never talked about the problems for District 1, how he's going to resolve them, what kind of new innovations he's going to bring from the district, and you did that.
Well, we've got to get the job situation. We got to get people back to work. We've got to get that back up and going. I think we're well on our way, especially compared to the rest of the nation. But we really fall short there. We have some economic development projects that we are working on.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we've got to work hard, to keep those contracts coming into Austell. That's 4,000-plus jobs. And from a congressional standpoint, we got to stay on top of that. We've got to keep our military active. We've got to keep them well-funded and keep them with good quality supplies to use.
Yeah. And another thing about your election to Congress is you already know the president. You already know who some of the congresspeople in Washington. You know them. You're familiar with them. And you also already have a good relationship with them. So that, to me, that's a plus for the folks in Congressional District 1.
Well, yeah, as you know, in politics, it's a relationship business. And if people know you, it's kind of hard to say no, and they have more of a willingness to work with you. So, yes, I've met with the president not too long ago, and Kevin McCarthy and the leadership at the Republican Party. So I've got a good start. But we got a learning curve here. We've got to get in, and we got to learn a lot of new stuff. But being a county commissioner has prepped me probably more than anything that I could have done prior to that. So.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do understand the ground game.
Right, right. Well, we wish you luck, and we're looking forward to working with you in the future after you're sworn in, because it's going to be very important. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And we're looking forward to that.
All right. Thank you, George, and all the listeners. Thank y'all so much. Get out and vote. I know we've got Can't see my watch here. We got about 35 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Go get in line. Get your vote counted.
Yeah, because I was telling them, once you get in line, they're not going to throw you out at 7 o'clock.
No, I think that is the situation. You're in line, you get to vote. So
right.
Numbers may be a little slow tonight due to pure volume, so but we're excited. But thank you, George, and you take care, okay?
All right, thank you, and I'll see you in a little while.
Okay, I'm going to send you an address, okay?
All right, gotcha.
All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you. All right, folks, Jerry Carr, who is going to be our upcoming congressman for congressional district one. I have no doubt about him winning the election. Okay, and like he said, the results for the Senate, Congress, and all the other seats, positions in Alabama should be, hour, 2 hours after the polls close. So we should know that right away. We should know that right away. Now, the presidential, that's going to be different. That's going to be a little different because of the crookery by the Democrats and what they're trying to do to upset this election. And we're not going to allow them to do it, folks. I can tell you that. We are not going to allow it. And like President Trump says, as long as he is president, okay, this country will not be a socialist country. And I agree with them. I've been stationed in those countries, and I've seen it. I've witnessed it. And, folks, let me tell you something. It's not good. And a lot of those individuals who come to America from those countries, they're trying to get our country like their country. Go back to where you came from. We're not going to change. We are America. We are America, we're English-speaking country, and that's the way it's going to be. We'll be right back after these messages, folks.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. This is George Williams, your host, and this is the George Williams Show. And we're glad to have you on this very important night, election night. And we will be waiting. Remember, the polls are still open now in Alabama, folks. They're open until 7 o'clock. So what we need you to do, for those who have not voted, go in your voting precincts, get online, okay? Because if you're online at 7 o'clock, that is the end of the line is where they will stop individuals from coming into the precinct to vote. So go and get online if you're in that heavily voted area. So go get online. And then remember, when you vote, vote straight ticket, straight Republican ticket. And don't forget, on the opposite side of your voting sheet, you have all of these amendments, you know, that you have to, some of them are very difficult, but I studied them prior to, voting today, okay? But on the sheets, some of them are very confusing, folks, okay? Very confusing, but they are very important amendments. And please, if you haven't gone to the precincts yet to vote, you still have time. You have about a half an hour, 25 minutes, okay? Go out, get online, because once 7 o'clock comes, whomever is on that line, those are the only folks who will be allowed to go into the precinct and vote, okay? So please do that right now. All right, I really have some very important information for those individuals who have made the statement that if Trump wins the election, they're going to leave the United States. They're going to go to some other country. And in preparation for that, and I heard this from the grapevine, folks. So, you know, it's from the grapevine, but I hope it's true. What some individuals are doing, especially, some very rich individuals. They are making preparation with the cruise lines and with the airlines, and they will provide free transportation for those individuals who want to leave America and go to some other country after Trump wins this election. So we're trying to make it easy for them, okay? Especially Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Maynard, whatever her name is, all these Trump haters who saying, if Trump wins, we're going to go into another country. Please, we're making that transportation for you. And guess what? You don't have to pay for it. It's free. So all we want to do is get you out of America, get you out of these here United States, because we're not going to allow you to turn this country into a socialist country. I can guarantee you that. Okay? So transportation is being made as we speak for your travel, one-way ticket out of America, out of these United States. And so we're looking forward to it, and we hope you are, Whoopi, okay, and Joy and all the rest who don't like these United States. So we're looking forward to that. Now, another thing, I don't know how long, I did this in 2016, I predicted that Trump was going to win in 2016. And the way what I base that on is that the crowds, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, it's unbelievable how many people wait in line for hours in freezing weather to see President Trump. Okay? I mean, hours on hours and hours. This is in every state that he's gone to. I think yesterday he went to 5 different states, and you had thousands, 30,000 people, 20,000, 25,000. Let me tell you, folks, these are voters. These are not spectators, okay? But yet, the posters, and I don't listen to the posters, I'm telling you, you can sway the posters regarding which way you want them to ask questions, et cetera, et cetera. You can sway them, okay? And I don't believe the posters. And as you know, day before the election 4 years ago, Hillary Clinton was up by 10, by 12, by 15 points, all right? So please don't listen to the pollsters. But the crowd that have been following President Trump is unbelievable. At the other spectrum, the crowds, what crowds? That have been following Harris, that have been following Joe Biden, even former President Barack Hussein Obama, zero almost, zero, okay? But yet the media would make it appear that they've had these big crowds following them during their rallies. Folks, that's a lie. They won't even show you the crowd, okay? And they won't show you the crowd that President Trump has because they don't want you to see how large they are and how massive they are. And they don't want you to see the crowds that Harris or Joe Biden has because they don't want you to know how small they are. It is truly unbelievable. You would think President Obama, if he was as popular as everybody said he is, well, he's going out to campaign for Joe Biden, and you would think that he would have hundreds and thousands of people. No, folks, it's not like that. Believe me, it's not like that. So this is the thing, and a couple other reasons why I'm very optimistic about the Trump win tonight. The black voters are coming out, okay, for President Trump. I know that. I know that. I was in South Florida with the individuals that started the Blacks for Trump, okay? And now they're all over the United States. They're all over the United States, all right? So you have this would be the largest black popular vote for any president, Republican president, this will be it today, tonight. Okay? And you'll see that. Secondly, the Hispanic votes are unbelievable. All right. When he was in Opa-locka, Florida, President Trump was in Opa-locka, Florida. He was in Miami, Florida, Orlando, Florida. He had massive crowds of voters. I'll tell you, they are voters. Okay. They're not spectators. They're voters. Massive crowds. Okay. And that's important because in those areas, you've got a lot of Hispanics. You've got a lot of blacks, and you've got a lot of Jewish voters there. That's why this is so important, and that's why I am so optimistic about this election. The same way in Pennsylvania, for the first time, you have the Amish voters coming out. The Amish voters coming out for President Trump, okay? And this is very unusual because normally the Amish, they don't get involved in the election process. Excuse me, folks. But they are now because they know the importance, especially after Joe Biden talked about the fracking. He's going to stop the fracking. He's going to fracking. He's going to stop the drilling of oil. Okay. West Virginia. Virginia, Ohio, a lot of those countries, Pennsylvania, they have millions and millions of jobs with people working in those in that arena. Okay, so those folks who are going to be, and a lot of those folks are Democrats. They're not going to vote for Joe Biden, would you? Hell no, I would not. I would not. There's no way I would vote for Biden, and he's going to fire me, get me fired, because he's going to cut out fracking. He's going to cut out drilling for oil, et cetera, et cetera. He's going to bring in the Chinese now and send our businesses back overseas. Are you kidding me? There's no way in the world I would vote Democrat, okay? And it's not just go Joe Biden. Get them all out of there. Get them all out because they're worthless. And they're useless. And you can look at Alabama and what are the Democrats elected officials doing for their areas, for their constituents? Zero. From Sam Jones, Vivian Figures on down, Napoleon Bracey, they're doing nothing, folks. All right, let's vote Republicans in, and I'll tell you what we really need to vote, how we can help get additional Republican in after this break. We'll be right back, folks.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, folks, we have about 10 minutes before the end of the show, and I can't express the importance of this election for the sake of America. It is very important. So we really need, you have about 15 minutes to go before the polls close, okay? About 15 minutes. If you haven't voted, get out there. Get out there, get online. I don't care if it takes you an hour to vote. The most important thing is that they're not going to throw you off the line, okay? They're going to allow you to get in there and vote. And that's very important. Very, very, very important. And you know, we have been talking about the Supreme Court. Right now, the Supreme Court is so important for the sake of the American people. Very important. Very, very, very important, because everything that President Trump has tried to do over the last 3.5 years, almost 4 years, it has ended up in court. I mean, this man has done so much for this country, and the Democrats have fought him. I mean, look, when he was elected, after he won the election, they started then, okay? Then Nancy Pelosi, Ms. Pelosi, has even said a few weeks ago that that they still can try and get him out of office. Okay? Here's a woman whose district is nothing but a ghetto in San Francisco, the homeless folks in San Francisco. I really think we have a shot at the state of California, because they've had some, over the past few days or week in California, they've had some rallies out there that were fantastic, tremendous rallies. I mean, thousands of vehicles, thousands of people. And that tells me that the folks are tired of those politicians out in California. Another thing is, Joe Biden, okay, has got a problem. We all know that. The Democrats know it, all right? And can you imagine Kamala Harris taking over as the president of the United States if Joe Biden won this election? Now, let me tell you, he's not going to win it, but hypothetically, can you imagine her as the president of the United States of America? They will, you know, I venture to say Democrats was within 4 months have Biden out of there, okay? They will have him out of there. But I do think that we have a chance to take the Senate, keep the Senate, to take the House. We can do that. We have Trump as our leader. And as you know, 4 years ago, we had the House and the Senate, okay? During the off presidential election, that's when they took over. But I do feel that we have a great opportunity to take the Congress back, all right? We have the Supreme Court. We have the Senate, and we're going to maintain the Senate, because I can tell you one thing, that lion Doug Jones will not be elected back to the Senate from Alabama. I can tell you that. He will not be elected, re-elected, because he is a Senate now. So I think that's one seat we're guaranteed. The Alabamians are not going to believe his lies, you know. And he got all of that Democratic money from out-of-staters, and he's all over the TV. But you look at his face, he's not even convincing. He's probably saying this himself. I know the people out there, the voters know I'm lying, but I got to say it because they've given me all this money to do these commercials. All right? And we know he's lying. He knows he's lying. So that's why he will be out as the Democratic senator from Alabama. We don't need any Democrat. Another thing, folks, and I'm going to talk about this in future shows. We've got to get some black Republicans elected in Alabama. Okay? Okay, you folks don't realize we have no black Republicans in the Alabama House or the Alabama Senate. You have all of these Democrats. And I could tell you, one Republican equal to 15 Democrats. Okay? We need to get some black Republicans in the House and the Senate in Alabama. So we're going to be working on that, and that's one of my missions. I'm back here now in Alabama, and that's going to be one of my missions, is to arrange that. And we're going to be doing that. I think the Alabama House, on the Democratic side, you have about 33, somewhere around there, I believe. And I think only 5 are white. The rest are black. And I think you have 7 senators, and 1 or 2 are white Democratic senators. The rest are black. So we have allowed the Democratic Party to fill all those slots with black Democrats, but we have no black Republicans, and we need to do that. But like I said before, one Republican is equal to 10, 15, maybe 20 Democrats, okay? And no, I'm not going to run, folks. I'm not a politician. I am not a politician. But I'll help those who want to run. And this is what we're going to be doing. This is what we're going to be doing. So I can tell you, folks, I'm so optimistic. I am very optimistic. When I leave the station tonight, I'm going to go celebrate the red wave, the victory, with some of the candidates. And I'm going to have fun. Okay? And I may go and collect a few wages there. So we're going to have fun. And believe me, our president will win re-election. He will win re-election. And by us all voting straight tickets, all of our Republican candidates will be in office, okay? They will be in office. So there's no doubt in my mind about that. And I'll be very happy next Tuesday, folks. Next Tuesday night, I'll be very happy because of the results that will be coming in tonight. Very happy. I know we have one caller to call, but we were not able to take that call when Commissioner Carr was on the line. But starting next week, folks, we're going to take all your calls, okay? We're going to take all your calls, and we're going to be happy. You know, the old saying, don't worry, be happy. Well, that's going to be us after tonight, folks, okay? Let's just hope those Democrats, and I don't call them Democrats, I call them Democrats, don't try to finagle this election, presidential election, because we're not going to allow that. I can tell you that. And especially with President Trump as in the leadership role, okay, he's not going to allow that, and I can't blame him. So we are standing by, and you're going to have a team to monitor the election from this mic after the break, and they're going to carry you through for a few hours. And I'll be listening to them, too, at least 3 hours, okay? So they're going to keep you up on the election results, folks. All right? All right. That's just about my time. I want to give a shout-out for my buddies in Africa and in Brazil and in Portugal, because I've sent them our website. And I know that they are listening to me tonight from those locations. I used to be stationed in those countries, and I made a lot of friends. So I know they're listening to me tonight, and I just want to give a shout-out to them. And my neighbors, the Knights, I know they're listening. Quite a few folks are listening. So, folks, we wish ourselves luck tonight, and we'll see you next week at 7 o'clock next week, okay? Until that time, for my Brazilian friend, Vaya com Deus, everybody.